This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com. Sports Radio 740.
Okay, welcome back in, everybody. So glad you're with us here on this wet Tuesday morning. Hey, the SEC basketball tournament, the men's tournament, begins tomorrow in St. Louis. Former Auburn head basketball coach Sonny Smith knows a little bit about SEC tournaments. He'll be there checking out all the action. He joins us here today on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Coach, thanks for joining us today. Good morning. Hope you're doing well.
Doing well. Thank you very much. Glad to be with you.
Coach, what about the tournament in St. Louis? Your thoughts on having it out there?
I didn't like it, Barry. I didn't like it at all. I thought that it should be in the center of the conference somewhere so teams didn't have to travel so far, you know, fairly equal. I thought that was better from a standpoint of the home team crowd getting to the game. And, you know, all the way to St. Louis from Columbia, South Carolina, doesn't sound real good to me. And I thought the center of the conference should be better. I don't know the rule for how they get the tournament. I'm sure it's an up-for-bids type thing. But I did not like it being in St. Louis at all because you're not all SEC fans around that St. Louis area.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, the crowd sizes. I wouldn't imagine early they're going to be very big. And I remember one year, Coach, they played it in Orlando, and it was kind of the same feeling as I think people are having towards St. Louis right now.
I think you make a point there that we ought to consider. It ought to be where basketball is big. You know, where like where if your team gets beat out and you live close by, you still may come if you're a basketball fan. And I think it should be a fan-friendly type situation as opposed to who had the highest bid, because they're going to make all their money off television anyway.
Yeah, that is true. Auburn goes in as the number one seed, and Auburn, therefore, doesn't have to play until Friday. They go in as the one seed as SEC co-champions with a 79-70 win over South Carolina. Your thoughts on that game specifically, Coach, and you know, the bounce back performances for Bryce Brown and Jared Harper. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, the number one thing for the Auburn Tigers is for Bryce Brown to be hitting shots. He's the go-to guy on the team. Jared Harper doesn't need to be the go-to guy because he has the ball all the time. He needs to keep the other people happy. And he doesn't need to be the guy that's knocking down shots, but he's still the guy that takes the big, big shots and makes them. And I like the fact that Jared Harper went from being a second guard playing the point a year ago to a point guard playing the point this year and made everybody better, including himself. Bryce Brown has been all year a go-to guy. We won the South Carolina game because he snapped out of a slump at exactly the right time. He had missed four or five straight shots, I believe, maybe more than that. And all of a sudden, he starts knocking them down. And once he gets on a roll, he's an incredible shooter. And not only is Bryce Brown an incredible shooter, but he's an outstanding defender. He and Jared Harper both. And when Bryce is making shots, he becomes a much better defender. So it's good for our defense and good for the offense, too, when Bryce is doing both very well.
If you were to vote today for SEC Player of the Year, where would you tend to vote, Coach?
I think I'd give it to Jared Harper. I think he carried a team that was shorthanded, was very short from a standpoint of height. He carried them to wins that I don't think many point guards in the league could have held a team together because of the injuries they had, because of the very close games that were won in the final second by his free throw shooting. I mean, if you think about it, the guy on the line late in the game, in most games for the Auburn team, has been Jared Harper, and he has yet to fail. He's knocked him down all over the place. Now, I don't think he'll win it, but in my mind, he should be the player of the year in the league. I think it's going to go to somebody else, I'm kind of afraid. I'm thinking Mayton's going to win that thing.
From Georgia, yeah.
Coach,
and you know, you say, well, Georgia didn't do that good, but he carried them to wins that they wouldn't possibly have won without him.
Coach, obviously Alabama has not played well of late on a lengthy losing streak. If I'm Avery Johnson, though, I'm looking at what's in front of me and telling this team, look, you got a chance to redeem yourself against a team that beat you less than a week ago. And if you win that game, we're going to play Auburn again. And the last time you faced them, you didn't play real well. So, to me, Alabama's got a lot in front of them, and they could really make some noise because if they lose Thursday at noon, their NCAA hopes are out the door, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this about Alabama. If Petty's making shots, so they can pull the defense wide on both sides of the court, I think they got a chance of beating anybody. This just comes down to can they make shots, because they're an outstanding defensive team. They're an outstanding rebound team. Hall has made them a better team because of his rebounding. Dazon Ingram is one of the better players in this league. And now that Keys has started to play fairly well again, I think they're a threat to beat anybody on any night. But it all, to me, just watching them, it all comes down to making some outside shots, and Petty's the guy I think's got to be the one that does that. And, of course, now, and you look at the point guard situation, he could go off for 40, and he could go off for a lot less than that, and I think he's a real key also. Sexton is, he has to be in the mix for the player of the year, the kind of performances he put on this year. So I think Alabama's one of the most dangerous teams that anybody would have to play.
The state of basketball as a whole, Coach, we've addressed this before. You almost never see teams, particularly teams that are good or projected to be in the NCAA, you almost never see teams anymore that just throw it into the post anymore. You used to have that all the time. Do you see that? Is that a valid observation? And is that better
Very
basketball
so.
Because of it or not?
Very much so, Barry. Let me tell you this. Inside out would make teams a lot better. If you throw it inside, you sink the defense, you kick back out, and you shoot threes. Now, you don't want to do that on a steady basis. But if you don't use the inside out some in your offense is settled in on guarding that three-point line and not sinking back and doubling up people. And so I think inside out is an offense that's sorely needed in this league. But here's the problem with that. It's hard to recruit a guy that wants to play with his back to the basket now. All of them want to go out and play on the three-point line. And so you don't have great post players in there because all those post players are looking to shoot a three. And I tell you, that's another thing that's helped Alabama. Hall started playing really well. Mm-hmm. And in our situation, when we lost Anthony McLemore here at Auburn, that really hurt us on the inside-out stuff because he was a good passer out of the post. And so is the other two guys, but they don't go in as much as they do. Well, nobody does it, actually. You see Missouri do quite a bit of it, and you see other teams that'll work it. South Carolina will throw it inside quite often because Silva's a real threat in there, but you don't see much throwing in, throwing out.
Yeah, once it's in, it stays in with him. Sonny Smith is here with us. We talked about the player of the year. All respect to Rick Barnes. He's done a fabulous job at Tennessee. Is Bruce Pearl the SEC coach of the year, Sonny?
In my mind, without a doubt. But there's one thing in this thing that could turn it the other way very, very easily. Rick Barnes' teams were playing so well late. And you got to give coaching a lot of credit for that. So it's going to be Bruce Pearl or it's going to be Rick Barnes. But my pick would be Bruce Pearl because he has taken less and gone farther. And I think that's when I say less, I'm not talking about talent. I'm talking about depth and I'm talking about height. And he didn't have either one of those. And if you go back and you say, well, how did he win that game? Well, you can go to Rick Barnes' team and say, well, they won that game because they got great depth, got a great inside player, and they can knock down threes all over the place. So, you got a good argument for both, but I think Bruce Pearl won't win.
Sonny Smith is with us, legendary coach at Auburn, who has blown through this tournament before with one of his teams. Team-wise, you mentioned hitting shots for Auburn, but team-wise across the SEC tournament, or really, Sonny, any tournament, can you boil down in a tournament atmosphere what more often than not wins tournaments for teams? What aspect of basketball?
Being healthy going in, being not having tired legs, and having something to play for, you know, something to shoot at. Well, guys, we haven't won enough to get in the NCAA. We got to win some games here. That's just one goal right there. The other is we are a really good team, and if we want to get a better seed, we need to play harder and get up there higher and at the end of this tournament. So there's a lot of things that go into it. But I tell you what, if I were going into any tournament, I think the teams with the point guard that can really play is the teams that have the best chance to win.
Yeah, got to have
some. You say right now, three-point shots, but I think the point guard is the key.
Control the tempo.
Mm-hmm. Quarterback on the floor. I'm with you there, Coach. It's going to be a great tournament. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it always is, and we certainly look forward to checking it out. I know you are as well, Coach.
Well, yes, I definitely am. I'm not going to be making a trip with the team, though. I'm having some medical problems. I'm going to be cheering hard on television, just like you guys.
Well, goodness, Coach, we hope you feel good. We are certainly rooting for you, and we always appreciate your time here on the program. Thanks a bunch.
Oh, thanks for having me on. You guys are good. Thank you very
much. Thank you, Coach. We'll do it again soon. Former Auburn head basketball coach Sonny Smith, a great one. Always enjoy getting his insights on the game.